Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
An ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Captain Ron in there this morning. Thanks for getting us started here, Captain Ron. We appreciate it. Nick Sharara is supposed to be here.
Welcome to the show, Nick.
No, he's not. He's not here. Okay.
Is that Nick in there?
Yeah. Apparently, maybe Joel and Barry told him sabotage that show. Just show up late, and you know, just so that.
No, one of my shows would not do that to me. That's one of the shows I host.
You're a host on that show.
I hosted yesterday.
You hosted
a segment, yeah.
You're a guest.
But I was right here
in the Raheel. No, I understand.
Is Raheel a host?
Yeah, but that just okay. Because you sat in the same chair as Raheel doesn't make you a host. Okay.
It felt like I was hosting.
Dell is off. He had a death in the family, so we're not going to destroy him this morning for not being here. He's lazy. There's no question about that. But
he's
this,
gone
that
tomorrow then too, right?
Yeah, today and tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
So we want him to get there, and we're not going to destroy him. You know how you usually send stuff on Twitter.
Nah, not today.
Yeah, so, but we can't do. We're not doing that to Dell today. So. But Nick Sharara is supposed to be here.
He will get a baptism by fire.
Hey, Nick.
He's right there.
You know what we do? You know what we do around here? We usually show up before the show starts.
Hold on.
Well, we can't hear
get
you.
Get in time. Let him put his headphones in.
You want us to show you some of the switches on that board? You need some? We need some help there? We can't hear you.
Yeah, your mic's not on.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now we can hear you. See, we show up. I don't know about the usual suspect show. We show up on time.
Man, I don't know how you guys do it. 7 o'clock in the morning?
Nick. 6:30.
It used to
is
be,
when you're supposed
hold
to be
on.
Here.
We used to do a show at we did
not
plenty
seven.
Of, we did plenty of hours at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Over the years.
Oh no, and we did five. 5:30. 5:30.
That was the dumbest and worst. The guy who came up with that concept. Yeah. Let's make you guys go at 5:30 when no one listens, even though you're our top show. And let's also add Russ Small in after about an hour. And now he's not in radio anymore.
Well, he hasn't been in radio for... Oh, neither of them have been
since
in radio for a while.
6:10.
Yeah.
Their radio days came to an end. But, 5:30 was... I felt like I was dying at
5:30. Yeah, no. But, Nick, I don't know if you know this, but sometimes we show up before 7. You know, like every day.
Do y'all really show up like an hour in advance?
No. I'm here at 6:15.
Oh my god!
What? You get up and you take a shower and you go to work.
I could be here on time, and I still didn't.
No, but you also just don't.
What time did you get up?
6:05.
Okay, 6:05. Where do you live? Like
Most City, Sugarland area.
Nick, I don't know if you know this.
It's funky as hell in that room right now.
Nick,
that room funky.
Nick, how did you think you'd get here if you got up at 6:05?
Let me tell you about morning traffic too, Nick.
I don't know if you heard about it,
John. Here's things that Nick didn't know existed: rush hour morning traffic
right,
to
right,
work.
Right.
By the way, that was something you had. You know when he comes into work from Mo City, like, you know, 10 something.
There ain't no
man, these roads no one goes into. He's taking from Sugar Land, which, by the way, that's a heavily trafficked area starting at about 6:15 or earlier, probably.
You know what time I get up, Nick? 5:15 every day.
You want cookies or
5:15?
What do you want for that, John?
No, but I'm just telling you, that's
so
what
I'm used to this schedule. I can't do it.
I live close, okay? So, Nick, I'm not sure you know, but you're going to have to. Are you here tomorrow?
I am here tomorrow.
Okay. All right, no. Nick.
And I'm going to the rodeo.
You're
going to
have to pick the cook-off.
Oh, no. This isn't
going to
work.
You're going to rodeo cook-off tonight?
Yeah, this isn't
going to
work.
Oh, crap.
Get somebody else.
No. Well, remember?
Get somebody else. This isn't going to work.
Remember the old days?
I remember you doing a show. This is a true story. You want to talk about where it's our first hour. It's our first year of being on the show. This is a true story. Our first year of being on the show. This is my big shot. I'm 27 years old, hosting a morning sports talk show. And he was 24-hour sport or... Or it wasn't, well, I guess it was 24-hour sports. It wasn't really, though. I mean, I think we, I don't know what we did in the middle of the night.
Well, we were the first sports station here.
We were the first all sports station.
Yeah, right.
And so this is a big opportunity for me and for John. Now, John also had a TV show he was doing at night as well. So that could also cause some issues. But he was at the rodeo cook-off the night before. Now, for whatever reason, we were still trying to get our bearings. And we used to switch seats. Like, I don't know if you remember that. I would be the lead sometime. You would be. When you, you know, I mean, it was, you hosted a TV show. That was dumb. We would switch seats. So I remember sitting in the lead seat, bringing the show in and out. And at one point, there were no phone calls. And actually, when we started our show, we used to, the lines would be packed all four. Like, it was, we could put it on cruise control. But there was no calls. It was dead because it was in February. And I remember talking, and all of a sudden, I heard like a little bit of a snore. And I look over, and John, and he had been at the rodeo cook-off the night before. He was got a little, like a Gilbert snore, kind of like a Gilbert snore.
A little bit.
And John's asleep. I'm doing the show by myself. No callers. I look over at our producer, Chris Jones, at the time, and I'm like, and he just goes like this. Because he knew you were asleep, and I said, I can't. Because back then, you used to try to be professional. I mean, now I just say, well, John's asleep. Like, I would have totally pulled the curtain.
And do you remember Dick Harmon came in, too? And
he
and,
was impressed.
And he was, and he was, I'm in between every segment during the break, I'm sleeping, and Dick is going, look, Lance. Look, what?
He's the least professional.
Well, I was with him the night before. I stayed a lot later than Dick did. But yeah, that was one of my finest. And then Super Bowl week was probably the best ever.
So there's another one. And remember now, John is going in. Now, we were at 6 a.m. back then. At 6:10, 2004. I think we were at 6 a.m. by then. So John, I don't know what he would do at night.
Every night. I was at a party. Every
and
night.
And he would come in. He would come in and do the show. And we were doing it at 6, Nick. He was still drunk.
Still wasted.
He was still drunk on the show. You could tell. He was like, it's that kind of thing where you haven't had enough sleep, so you're just kind of loopy. You're not passing out you're still just kind of loopy. The show made no sense. It was just, and then Jay Moore came on, and this is 2004, and Jay Moore was just leaned right into it. So the show was completely off the rails.
Off the rails.
I mean, and this was at 6:10 when it was, you know, we were more down that we tried to be, even though we were a little edgier, we still tried to stay in our lane. I was just thinking, there's just no way we're going to still have a show after the Super Bowl.
No. And then Jim Nantz was on with us, and we went over into the next show. But Jim Nantz is on with us.
Right.
So I got that guy that talks like this that Lance was just referring to. He got in my kitchen.
Oh, did he really?
Boy, did we went at it. We went hard at it, he and I. And because I was still drunk and I didn't give a rat's ass. Yeah. And we made radio history, though, I think.
The Super Bowl week is famous. The rodeo cook-off day, I remember that. That was famous.
And
I would try to find somebody else for your shift tomorrow, Nick.
It's not advisable.
You're not made for
this. I'm going tonight too.
You're not about this life.
But you ain't used to getting
John's
up.
John's a pro.
Yeah.
I just won't sleep and then I'll crash.
Yeah, it doesn't
the
work.
Following
John's a professional. He's been doing this for years.
So where are you going? What tent? You got tents?
Yeah, I do. I don't know which tent, but I do have two passes.
You have two passes.
Yeah, all two right. wristbands.
You got two wristbands. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got your to get in.
And you if
got
you want to throw one at me like you did last year, feel free to do that.
You got your press pass. No, I don't know that I have that ability this year.
I think we're going. I think I'm going for the
I did
first,
throw one at you last year, didn't I?
I'm going for the first time in 17 years.
You're going
My
tonight?
Wife's got, yeah, Sarah Jackson's got, I don't know who's, but she does a lot of restaurants, so it'll probably be pretty good. But so I think we may go tomorrow, actually.
Oh, tomorrow.
I think we may go see Cirque tonight. I told my wife, I said, look, I'm on. I have to get six players done every single night. One of them's this U of H linebacker. I got to do David Long and give him a first round grade because he went to West Virginia. Because I don't want the West Virginia people to come hunt and chase my.
Well,
family.
You better give him a first round, probably got, top five pick
trust
overall.
Me, I got Will Grier. I know he's the best quarterback in the draft. I heard that this summer. They're right. He is obviously or sixth or seventh in this draft.
No, you heard what he is, and you better listen.
I'm going to listen.
Otherwise.
They were right. Those people can really evaluate talent in West Virginia. I can tell you what, boy, I am impressed. I'm impressed.
Well, this year, Dana's not going to give you that emoji emoji, is he?
No, he may want to because he'll still like a lot
of
West
Virginia University.
Guys.
You got University of Houston people coming after you in a couple of years, okay?
Couple years. I said, Ed, I said I thought... You know what? I had an ex-executive tell me this yesterday. Hey, you need to write up that Ed Oliver has a chance to be a two-down linebacker. I said, what are you talking about? I already did that, and Twitter wanted to fight me. Yeah. I've got everyone in Houston, not just Houston, everyone in the internet, everyone on Twitter is mad at me because they haven't heard that before. You're going to start hearing it, and like by combine, it'll start to leak out.
Mm-hmm.
But people are so mad about that. I said, oh, okay, I'll start doing that. I sent a text. I just screen capped what I said and some of the responses. He goes, God, I love Twitter bullies.
714 ESPN 975 713-780-3776 is the number you'd like to get in here on ESPN 975. Let's take a quick one here. 713-780-3776.
This is Nolan Ryan. You're listening to Houston's best sports talk, ESPN
The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 717-713-780-3776. The big story yesterday was Zion Williamson. Zion Williamson, the first minute of the game, he slips, his shoe breaks, his knee is buckles. It's just a strain. It's a strained knee. No structural damage, which is good.
It's a mild knee strain.
Mild knee strain.
Something you might get in a pickup game. That difference is,
I mean,
obviously.
Okay,
we
so
understand.
now everyone and Isaiah Thomas tweets out, "Let the kids come right out of high school. They shouldn't be in college." Back. Zion Williamson said this week. Said, even if the rule was you can come right out of high school, I would have gone to college. I would have gone to Duke. I would have taken a year in between high school and the pros, at least 1 year. I wanted to come. I like college. I want to be here. I want to be at Duke. He'll forever be a Duke guy now. And regardless of whether or not, now it's like everybody, this thing has done a complete 180. Used to be, oh, these kids, they just want to go and they just want to go pro. What about college? They need college. And, you know, I firmly believe that you become a more whole person if you actually go to college and you learn things and you become book smarter, that you are actually going to be a better person for it. I believe that. Mm-hmm. I believe that my college years and what I learned in college and book fancy book learning was kind of important.
Well, it's about development of person. It develops. You become more well-rounded.
Yes.
You become broader as a person. You get outside. Many of these kids who are athletes are from a very limited, narrow. I mean, I wasn't an athlete. I'm from Richmond Rosenberg. I went to Tulane where there were people from all over the country, frankly, all different ethnicities, religions, perspectives. And of course, this is back before you had gang fights about, were you, okay, I'm going to draw a line. You're this, I'm this, and now let's fight. Yeah, it wasn't like that. If somebody was different than you, you learned about them and you listened to them, and it was like, it was cool hearing where other people were from and what they thought. And so it was very, and so for a lot of these guys who go to college, like many of us, you experience something like most people, I would say, you experience something that you've never experienced before. And I think it's very important too. Now, you know, that's
whether or not you take advantage of it.
And that's if you take advantage of it. But there's a lot of guys who will stay in. I mean, a lot of these college guys in football, they're forced to stay.
So they got 3 years.
For 3 years. And they come out and there's a love that never dies for these universities.
Yeah.
There's a love that never dies for these universities. And I'm sure they would have wanted to get as much money as possible when you're 19 years old. I'm sure they wanted to do that too. But they are pushed into an opportunity to broaden out. But that's kind of a separate deal. Like I understand the thought of Zion is a different guy. This is the first guy since Kevin Durant that is in a special category of his body physiology is just different than pretty much everyone else his age. LeBron was like that, and Zion's even beyond that. I get it. He's individually ready. I think it's a little...
He said he would have gone to college anyway.
I'm not in love. I know. And that's why I'm not in love with everyone getting out of their lane and into his lane. Don't. You need to sit down. First of all, let Zion make his own decision. If he wants to sit down or whatever, there's really nothing Duke can do about it. And he can do that. If he wants to keep competing with his team, hopefully he's strong enough to keep doing that and not let the outside noise of athletes on Twitter tell him and try to push him into what he wants to do.
Yeah.
You know, some people really like to, and this is, you know, some people don't just do it for the money. Some people, because the money's going to be there for Zion unless his leg breaks completely in half at the knee. That money is going to be there for him. Let that man compete at a high level with a team that he's trying to finish something.
Yeah, and if he might love it there, love Coach K, want to play for Coach K, go out there. Now, I can see, too, if he wants to shut it down and says, listen, that was the question for Jadeveon Clowney when he was at South Carolina. Man, dude, just shut it down. And turns out, well, you know what? I think I need to just shut it down. Leonard Fournette, I need to shut it down. I'm not going to play in the bowl. I'm done. Because I'm risking injury. And Leonard Fournette was. His ankles were always hurt. So, you know what? Go sit down. This may be a wake-up call for Zion Williamson. I don't know. But I don't care. If he wants to come back and he wants to play and he loves Duke and he wants to go and win a national. If one of his dreams is to win a national championship in college, you know what? Let the kid do. And you're right. Everybody's got an opinion. Let the kid do what he wants to do. And if he wants to sit, oh, well, I get it.
Well, Twitter's your
It's about a bunch of money. Yeah. It is about a bunch of money. There's a bunch of money at stake here.
There's going to be a bunch of money continuing. Once again, everyone always goes to the worst-case scenario card. I got news for you. If he tore his ACL, he's the first pick of the draft. That's not changing.
Even still,
this
right.
isn't the NFL where a torn ACL means, well, we only get him for 4 years. In basketball, you would draft Zion. You would not play him. And then you would play him the next year.
Yeah.
And guess what? When it's time to get a Supermax, he's getting a Supermax deal. The first time you can give him an extension, he's getting an extension. This is already mapped out. Zion's career is already mapped out. He's going to get max dollars at every level where he's supposed to get max dollars, even if he tears an ACL. Now, the only other guy I can think of where you have... I mean, this is really... There's two guys in NBA history I can think of. Bernard King, who was already well into the league. And then Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose's career fundamentally changed once he had the knee injury. Of course, he was pros.
And then he came back and he got the other one.
Yeah, no, I know.
I mean, his knees are made of Barbie dolls and glass.
Yeah, it's been multiple. But I just let's get Jeff in here before we get to, we'll have a break coming up in a little bit.
Well, Jeff will trade him to I'm pretty sure he won't end up with whatever team he'll be traded. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. So I do want to talk about Zion Williamson and why I think taking him number one overall is a mistake. The reason for that is if his legs get hurt, how high is he going to be able to jump? How much weight is he going to gain? And I want to ask a few rhetorical questions as to why people think he's so dominant. The first one is, what quality forward or center has he gone up against at all this year? Oh. And I'll answer, the answer is zero. The power forward center game in the league this year for the NCAA is very weak. When you go to the NBA, everybody's 7 foot tall. When you include the wingspan, they're 8 to 8.5 feet tall.
Let me ask you a quick question, Jeff. How many of these fours and fives in the leagues have gone up against somebody with the body composition and physical play of Zion Williamson? Not many. He's
a 6'7" guy.
He's dominating, dude. He's dominating his Jeff. Jeff, he's dominating his level of competition. What do you want him to do? You don't think he can play because he hasn't played against NBA caliber competition in college basketball? All he can do is play who's in front of him, and he is clearly superior to everyone. You could have said the same thing about who's LeBron played. Who's LeBron played at St. Mary's Catholic or wherever he went to school? You could have made the same argument. There's no way. Let me put it this way. Let's play the gun to the head. I guess we got to play the gun to the head thing. Jeff, I have your mom and she's kidnapped. I've got her in the top story of a building. She's on the 31st floor. I don't know why there's 31 floors there are. She's there.
Because it's a 31-story building.
Jeff, Lance and John have got me, but mostly Lance. John's just drinking Coors Lights made from corn syrup. I need to ask you a question. They said that something terrible is going to happen to me if I don't have a yes-no answer on this. Who should I pick with the first pick of the draft, Zion Williamson or the field?
Who are you picking for your mom's safety, Jeff?
Okay, and I'll tell you who I'd pick and I'll say why. LeBron James, entirely different skill set. Zion Williamson just has hops and athleticism, that's it. So if he hurts his knee and he can't jump high again, he's done
what?
For.
How much why did he hurt his knee and he can't jump again?
Hold on, let me see.
Why did he hurt his knee and he can't ever jump again?
I gotta see if his mom is safe.
And since when can't you jump if you hurt your knee? What happened? They're not able to fix knees anymore. Apparently,
yes, they are.
No, they're not. Apparently, they're not.
Who's your guy? This isn't Gale Sayers.
Apparently, it is. Gale Sayers can no longer run.
Hold on, Jeff's mom needs help.
My mom would be happy in that. I would take probably for today's NBA, Rui Hachimura. To me, seems like a better NBA prospect. Given his intangibles,
Turn it off.
That's all.
I'm sorry.
We're trading Jeff.
I'm sorry for your loss, Jeff. I'm sorry for your loss. And let me just tell you something. One of the last things that she told me is that she wanted me to tell you she loved you very much, and she had $400 for you hidden under the mattress. So there's $400 there for you. And her last words were, "How does this dumbass not say Zion Williamson?" Hmm. That's what was her last words to me. Jeff,
that
was her last words.
No,
I just can't fathom
poor Jeff's mom.
The contrarian nature of
Rui Hachimura. Thank God Jeff isn't running the Rockets. Good Lord. Now Rui Hachimura may be a really great. I guess he might be a really great player. Zion Williamson is a different dude than you've seen. I mean, what if he hurts his... What if somebody decapitates... Lance, what happens if one of his arms is cut off?
We would never do that.
What happens if someone cuts his arm off? Then what?
No, what if Zion's got no skill set? Dude, do you not remember LeBron? LeBron couldn't really shoot out of high school. He dunked on people and could pass and do all the same stuff that Zion does.
What if someone takes some kind of a saber and stabs him in the heart, and then he won't be able, then he'll have like...
I can't draft him then.
I know.
Why would you draft him if he could get stabbed in the heart by a saber?
I know.
What if, let me ask you a question, what if a flesh-eating bacteria were to rip through his legs and he couldn't jump anymore?
Has he ever been to Galveston?
I don't know. Has he ever been to the gym where my son did MMA and got two MRSAs?
And staff? What if he? What if
I'm
he
not
gets?
Gonna put him out there, but you're a pretty prominent gym.
What if he gets MRSA? Yes. What if he gets MRSA?
I wouldn't draft him if he got MRSA. No. Jeff's right. Jeff's right.
Yep.
What if Riha Kimura got MRSA?
No, Riha Kimura can't get MRSA because. Oh.
Let's nope. 713-780-3776. We can have it. Jeff, you know it's all love. It's all fun. You had to know that was coming, though, when you
male
came
golfer.
With. You had to know that was coming when you came with Riha Kimura over to Zion Williamson. You just got fired as GM before you got hired. I want to tell you about Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Craig DeSerf is, he's got, you know, his GM that down there. Craig is the GM. One of his directors of sales is Rick Drenner, and that's who I deal with a lot whenever I got my – well, I'm getting my wife a new car here. We're waiting for the right program to come along, and we're going to switch over. She's driving a GMC Acadia. She got it in 2014. We're going to get we're going to take a look at the Acadia, the newest one. We're also going to take a look in the moving up to the Yukon as well, because we were in the Yukon previously. And we may do it again because the kids are getting bigger and they're all involved in sports. We just want that additional space. No matter what it is that you need it for, whether you're downsizing, you want to go from an SUV into to a crossover, which is one thing that we did, whether you're upgrading or maybe it's just a new car. How about getting your first new car or crossover for you or for a family member at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC? It's in Angleton, which may be a few extra minutes away, but it's also a few extra $1,000 that you're going to save thanks to my friends over in Angleton who believe that price, selection, and service are all that matters, and they want to make sure that they are the top of the food chain in all three. Pickup trucks, SUVs, crossover vehicles, see their entire selection at LanceZCars.com.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Jeff apparently has Zion going in the end of the second round. He will be an end of the second right after. Maybe I think Galen Robinson will go ahead of Zion.
Well, I mean, it's saying on the Mike Krzyzewski's saying that Zion has a mild knee sprain. Jeff told us he lost a knee. Torn ACL, MCL, and PCL.
Well, no,
he's expecting one.
He may have been. They may have cut his leg off at the knee.
You know, and you would think when you're listening, and you're probably just tuned in, you go, "Well, guys, I don't know what Jeff said, but he probably said that Zion should sit down and not play and protect his draft stock and his money." No, that's not what he said.
He said take him in the second round.
Because his explosiveness will be... No, he didn't say that either.
If he gets a knee injury, he won't ever be able to jump again. And if he can't jump...
Well, Jeff believes, two things. He hasn't played...
Jeff.
Despite the fact he's in the ACC, he hasn't played good competition, number one. And then number two, that's one belief. He hasn't played a good competition. There's he played? And then number two, all he is an explosive leaper. He has no other skills to play basketball. It's just a one-man dunk contest.
Are you going
to
get the new... Now, his shoe did explode. His shoe exploded. And then it caused him to slip. And
yeah,
then his knee sprain.
The D2C, shout out to Nike for those exploding shoes.
So
get at me, Nike.
I'm retweeting this.
Shoes.
The other Gilbert put out these shoes that they don't have any toes, and they're ripped up, and in the dirt, and they're filthy. And he says, "You getting the new Zions? How about you, Lance? Hype beast." I don't think those are the new Zions.
You getting the
other
new
Gilbert?
Zions.
It's the Lucid Gilbert that sent that out. Mm-hmm. You know him, Gilbert Fuentes.
Yeah, no.
Fuentes. So no, those are not the new hype beast Zions. Okay, those are not the new Zions. The other Gilbert. That's terrible.
I swear to God.
713-780-3776. But it does bring up the question of whether or not you play if you're the number one overall pick. I mean, this has been going on. I think, and I'm not going to hold it against him if, you know, he's going to be the number one overall pick. If he's going to go to the Knicks or wherever he's going to go. Somebody made a good point, said he's getting better coaching from Coach K than he will from the Knicks coach or whatever coach in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Coach K is a really, really good coach. Yes, he's learning stuff. And maybe he's opening up a book at Duke and he's learning stuff there too. Which would be terrible to hear someone actually learning at college as opposed to just playing basketball.
Well, it can be, this is what seems to get lost. You know, you can have, everything doesn't have to be me, me, me. It can be me and the team. You know, you can do both where he looks out for himself and his best interest. He decides that this wasn't a severe injury. And you play. And you play because he loves the game. He loves to compete. He wants to finish what he started. And he does. Everyone's going to have an opinion and they're going to use this as an opportunity. And if he decides to sit out the rest of the season, I understand. Maybe that was something that really scared him. The league is going to relax it and we won't have any college kids. We won't have any high school kids anymore in college. I mean, not the top ones. They'll all go pro. And that's fine. It was that way before and they'll do it that way again. It will. Some of those guys will make decisions that they will regret, like everybody does in life. They weren't made for the league or they weren't ready for the league. Some of them will thrive and do well. Some teams will struggle because their guys aren't skilled enough and it's hard to get them on the skill level where they need to be. And maybe they'll even push some of the high draft picks who aren't ready yet. They'll truly push them into the G League instead of having to wait. Like Jermaine O'Neal. I remember Jermaine O'Neal had to wait. Like he just wasn't ready, physically wasn't ready. And then he... you know, he was ready once he got to, after a couple of years, he was ready to go. It would have been nice if he had the G League back then. Hopefully they utilize that for some of those guys. But I don't know. It's everyone's going to have their own opinion, and this is just a jump off point for, you know what would be interesting? No more. How about this? If you go to college, you can't come out early. You can't come out until 3 years. We're going to now do our basketball. You don't have to go, but if you do come to basketball, you're staying 3 years.
But that's baseball?
That's what I would do. Yeah.
That's baseball?
Baseball's two, I thought. After JUCO, you can get out.
If you go to JUCO. But if you go to college, no. If you go to college, it's 3 years. If you go to a regular school, it's 3 years. Or you come out of high school. You can come directly out of high school. Or if you go to college, it's 3 years. That's it. That's what it is. So, in why it's different in basketball, if you go to college, well, you have to go. It's 3 years for NFL. They won't draft you until you're 3 years out of high school. That's the rule. Why basketball is different, I have no idea. No idea why it's different. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Listen. Let's let all you warriors out there, all you experts about Zion Williamson. And by the way, I don't know, Jeff, if you saw how Duke plays when Zion Williamson is on the floor and then how they were when he wasn't on the floor. They weren't very good. So I think that means that Zion Williamson maybe is a good player and, you know, he adds something. I'm pretty sure he adds something. Something that maybe... I know you got him in like the fourth round. Only there's only two rounds of the NBA draft.
Stop picking on Jeff.
I love Jeff, and I love this call. I really did. I thought Jeff's call was
Jeff. If you
hurt your knee, they have to decapitate.
That's not what he said.
That's what he said.
You go way too far with this. You go too far. He that was a Skip Bayless comment. I would take Rhea Hakamura over Zion. No, you wouldn't, Skip. No, Skip. No. Who's Shannon Sharp in this one?
Nobody is Shannon Sharp because
somebody should be.
No, because Jeff talks good sense. Rhea Hakamura. You should take Rhea Hakamura before you take. let's get is that AMM? Who is that?
I guess I thought it was a normal.
It might be AMF. I don't know.
AMF. Okay.
It might be. I don't know.
AMF or AMM.
Yeah.
Or, how you doing?
AMF, man. What's going on, guys?
What's up, AMF?
How you doing, baby?
What you say?
It's been a while, man.
Yeah.
I'm good. Look, I'm calling in because I agree with Jeff.
Uh-oh.
I got an eyelash in my eye. Now I'm blind. Just letting you know.
This is how easy it can happen. Your fortunes
what
can
happened?
Change
see?
That easily.
I got a
hot. You're
well, but you're not blind.
And
no, it's a discomfort.
And if you're driving now with this eyelash in your eye, you probably are about to have an accident
he's
and
not
die.
Blind. He's
you're
he'll be
gonna
fine.
Be and blind.
He's not gonna be blind. You're not gonna be blind.
Yeah.
You'll
hey
be
guys,
fine.
I've been listening to y'all for a long time, man. Y'all keep it up, man. I've been down with y'all since Star 610.
Yep. So, back in the day.
Yep. Star.
Guys, man. Love you guys.
Thanks,
man. John, appreciate everything, man.
True story, right, Nick. Later. There was this girl who called our show one time, and she goes, "Let's go to Vicky." And she goes, "Hello?" And we said, "Yeah, Vicky, what's going on?" Okay. So this is a sports station? We're like, yeah, yeah, this is a sports station. She goes, okay. So why? You didn't know you were calling a sports station? I wasn't sure. So, and then we just kept prodding her. She goes, all right, so my husband was, he's in the shower and I was going through his phone and there is a, in his contacts,
Star.
It says Star. And I thought it might be a, she said.
A stripper.
She
tea dancer.
Say, she said tea dancer out loud.
Yeah.
And we're like,
whoa!
She thought, because Star, she thought Star was the dancer's name, and she thought she was calling the stripper. That guy called us back 1 year later. He caught her cheating on him, and he said, I just want to let y'all know, I caught her cheating on me, and now we're divorced. He goes, so the one who was snooping through my phone and called me out because I have a sports talk station in my contacts that I call in and make calls, she was the one who's catting around. I was like, mm-hmm.
Well, that because why don't you trust someone?
That's how it works.
Why don't you trust someone?
That's how it works.
Because you're doing it. Because you know. Because you think Zach, someone else is living your life.
Zach says, what did Jeff's mom
cheating bitch. Sorry.
What did Jeff's mom scream out during her fall? Who said we pushed her out of the window? But she did scream, why not Zaya? It was easy, Jeff!
Zion falls out of the draft, signs with the Rockets, undrafted free agent.
Well,
okay. That's it. Undrafted free agent, Zion Williamson. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks. The Rockets got Zion Williamson.
Nike
now.
Shoes explode. Michael Jordan is Nike. MJ went to North Carolina. MJ gifted Zion those shoes. It's the conspiracy theory now. It's officially on Twitter, so there's a new conspiracy theory.
744, 4hymns.com, 4hymns.com. You got issues with ED? Well, don't. It's simple. It's too easy now. It's 2019. We all have sex now, okay? Honestly, back in the day, you know, your dad, your grandparents, it must have sucked when you're like, oh, God, I can't, well... No wonder the divorce, no wonder your parents hated each other because they never had relations, right? So now it's so
awfully presumptive.
Well, back then, I mean, I'm hoping they didn't. I don't want it's gross. Anyway, so now you know what's gross for my kids? Oh, mom and dad, back at it again. Yep, you're damn right. Because, well, it's too easy in 2019. And you, my friends, can benefit from it. 4hymns.com/John5. 4hymns.com/John5. Stop with the ED. You don't have to have it anymore. And oh, by the way, it's $5. First month is $5. After that, $30 a month. That's nothing. When you're talking about what it costs, I mean, if you're going to get the, and this is a generic replacement, if you're going to get the real pill, you're talking hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month. But not at 4hymns.com/John5. 4hymns.com/John5. Start with just $5 at 4hymns.com/John5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
.749 ESPN 97.5. 703-780-3776. 703-780-3776 is the number.
So what we got going on today? Now that we're done with... can you apologize to Jeff? Jeff is one of our one of our most loyal callers.
Love
He's
Jeff.
The leadoff hitter, and you went too far.
I
kidnapped his mom.
Yeah, you're the one that threw her out off the balcony. And
yeah,
she's,
well,
oh, Jeff.
You know what though,
Jeff, take Zion. What the hell?
I'm not Jeff, the one that threw his pick? Mom off the balcony.
Who's your pick? Rehaka Jeff.
Rehakamura.
Jeff, you're our dude.
Oh.
I love Trader Jeff.
Yeah.
No. That was Bayless-y, but I still love Trader Jeff.
Yeah.
So Nikki goes, one of our listeners, she says, Mom is dead.
Mom.
I know Mom is obviously dead in that game.
No.
There is no other pick but Zion Williamson. It is a little funny though, with everyone forgets there's a lottery. And that he's not going to the Knicks necessarily. Everyone already has him. Okay, so it's going to be Kyrie and Durant and Zion. Okay, we already know that. Okay, so Kyrie's definitely not re-signing. And Durant's definitely not re-signing. Or neither of those guys are going to the West Coast with LeBron. And they're going to win the lottery. Like, the odds of that happening for the Knicks is probably about 10%. There's probably a 1 in 10 chance that it's actually Zion, Durant, and Kyrie.
No, I think it's greater. I think it's 18%.
To get all three?
Oh, no. But if you get Zion.
What's the lottery?
For
Zion?
All three of them?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's probably lower than 10%.
They probably already got a deal done.
It's probably lower.
I mean, it's
lower
the NBA.
No, there's no way. There's no way Kevin Durant has a deal done. He doesn't work that far in advance.
And, oh, by the way, James Dolan. I forgot about you. We're not playing the James Dolan game yet.
James Dolan is
the worst owner, one of the worst owners in all of sports.
He's up there.
Yeah.
He's up there.
Yeah, and I don't know. You know, it is the Knicks, and it is Madison Square Garden. It's a magical place. I don't know if you've heard about it.
I have heard.
It's a magical place.
It's the home of basketball. It's the Mecca.
It is the Mecca.
It's the Mecca.
It's the home of basketball.
Maybe there'll be good basketball played there within the next 20 years.
For those guys to come and to, you know, to relive the glory days of the Mecca would be unbelievable. So my wife is going to New York. She's got to go up there for business, and Frankie's going to go meet her. Fleetwood Mac is playing there. At Madison Square Garden. Do you have any idea what the tickets are for this? I mean, for floor seats, like in the 30th row.
Did you hear what tickets were?
Oh, I know what tickets are in New York because I had to buy a couple for those two.
For the Duke game?
Oh, yeah. $2,500 just to get in the door. Just to get in the door.
I can't even...
Without a seat?
That was a seat.
That's
a seat.
Okay.
But that's the lowest. They were $10,000.
$10,000
for a seat.
That's the highest price I've ever seen for any sporting event ever.
And this is North Carolina Duke. Like, they play twice a year every year.
The last night of Hamilton's original cast, tickets were going for $3,000 and above.
Yeah, well, guess what? You can't get into Hamilton today for under $900. I just tried yesterday, 2 days ago.
I didn't, and it was with the original cast, and I thought I was getting crushed, and little did I know.
Yeah.
You know, that was actually, at that price, still a bargain.
That's the price.
But no, you had, and that's without original cast anymore. But anyway, on to the sports. I went to USC. I bought one ticket because my father-in-law already had a ticket for my wife. I bought one ticket. It was about $900.
USC, Texas.
And I was
Texas.
Like, holy crap. Yeah, USC, 2006. Texas. And the guy that sold it to me through eBay, he had to meet me and give it to me. And at that time, we realized, now, there was no other ticket broker places. There was no other internet stuff. I mean, hell, we barely had smartphones then. And actually, there was no smartphones, actually, at that particular time. And so I've got to meet him through email at this location. There are no tickets. You know, I usually see people going, I got two or whatever. Nobody could buy a ticket.
No.
There were no tickets. And I was just thinking, this guy could easily sell this for $1,500. There's no way. Sure enough, he was there and sold me my ticket for the amount that we agreed upon, even though he could have gotten substantially more. You know what I did? Gave him a good user review. I said, A+ would absolutely buy tickets at this value again for the game of the century.
I sat in the very last row. And it was a perfect seat next to Jackie Sherrill.
It's a good place to see a game.
Yeah, it's a great place to see a game.
It is.
I was in the very last row. It's perfect. There's not a bad seat. I was in the very last row. I was on about the 50-yard line. But then I was on the field when Vince ran into the end zone right there in my corner. Thank you. Good night. Were you on the field? No. Thank you. I was right there on the field, me and Vince. Okay? And then, I don't know if you heard, but the Texans should have taken him with the first overall pick.
there was some conversation about that on
you heard about it
on the sports.
I don't know if you heard
show.
About it.
Yeah,
the Onalaska superintendent. Now, do you know who the Onalaska superintendent is?
Yes, he said that black quarterbacks, or was it Deshaun Watson?
It was because Deshaun lacked the ability to make quick decisions. Mm-hmm. For some reason. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know what his reasoning was.
And then he got fired, right? Or he resigned or got
fired? He resigned that Saturday.
Right?
Yeah. They had a little meeting of the Onalaska school board, and the superintendent no longer works there. But he calls the show quite often. Hello, Onalaska superintendent. How are you?
Hey, guys. Top of the morning to you guys. Great show, by the way.
Thank you.
Hey, one of the reasons I'm calling in is I actually have to give Jeff's arguments and validity to it because I wouldn't say Hashimoto is a number one, but he's a solid two or three pick overall. But I would even say R.J. Barrett, Zion's teammate, is a much more well-rounded player than Zion is.
No, I've heard that too. I heard Ja Morant as well should be the number one overall pick. We've heard these things before.
Right, but I think more people are enamored. Which don't get me wrong, he is a very top physical specimen. Everybody's enamored with his size, and he does have a lot of ability. I'm not taking anything from him, but I'm not sure if you would make him number one. And also, Jeff's mom survived because there was actually like an airbag at the bottom that caught her from her death. So, I want to let y'all know.
Who put that airbag there?
I don't know. I don't know who did that. Maybe it was Texas Custom Patio. Maybe that was something they installed.
Think Texas Custom Patios put an airbag at the bottom of the building?
Maybe I dropped Jeff's mom from the top of the roof, the gabled roof that they installed at my house. And they built it. It's the gabled roof. It's pitched all the way as high as my roof. It matches the pitch of my roof on my home. And then they built it onto the home, pre-existing. They built it right up near the fireplace. It's a separate. I was blown away when Texas Custom Patios came out, and we said, okay, I'm ready to do this. It took me a couple months. I know some of you are probably going through it, and you say, man, I really want to, and then you're finding reasons not to. When I finally decided to jump in, I had no regrets after like the first week, because I got the drawing back that the designers did, and actually Steven did the design, one of the owners, and it's on the system that shows you exactly what your patio or your whether it's built onto your home, your pre-existing structure, or it's freestanding, or no matter what they're building for you, you'll see exactly what it's going to look like, and it is going to blow you away. And they use the very best materials. Their stone guy uses the best stones. The flooring is fantastic. You need to add drainage around your patio, or they even added drains in my yard so I could drain it better. It's something I don't regret at all. Big screen TV out there, surround sound system is installed. So I get sometimes I'll go out, no TV, just turn my music on and have a drink and just unwind by myself. It's a great place for you to go to entertain, to have your kids out there watching TV while you're inside. Maybe there's nachos going on inside and they're watching TV outside. That's good too. Lock the door. All I know is that Texas Custom Patios can build it bigger, better, and badder than anyone else. They're the best in the state, and I know from personal experience. Go to tcplance.com to go see my what they built for me and go see my before and after. tcplance.com, or go to Texas Custom Patios and find all of their work and their current projects, and make sure you check out the blog as well. Texas Custom Patios.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.